If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
A little crazy out there in Northwest Indiana with these storms. And I just segue to that because you've got something going on with fire buddies and children battling a serious illness. You know, not that those kids were sick or anything, but you are doing something to take care of children as well.
Yes, sir. We have partnered with Project Fire Buddies. They're located in Tinley Park. It's basically like Make-A-Wish, Big Brothers, Big Sisters
cool.
meets firefighters. It's awesome. It's a great organization. Right now, we're doing our Cooling with a Cause campaign, where every system you purchase from Dornboss or you have installed or half system, we donate some money from every single install. Right now, we're donating about $8,000 so far. So we're doing really well. So give us a call if you're looking for a new heating and cooling system, or if you're just looking to have your AC tuned up before we go, make sure it's working before the end of the season. We're donating $5 for every maintenance or tune-up done on an AC system.
Are you guys also working doing ductwork cleaning? Is that something that you guys do? We never talked about it.
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of ductwork cleaning. Getting into the fall, people are going to start getting their duct cleans. We actually just bought a brand new duct cleaning machine last week because our other one, we use it so much it broke. So yeah, we do that. We can do duct cleaning. We can do. I know Lou has talked about like AeroSeal before. We do AeroSeal, furnace maintenance, pretty much all aspects of HVAC we can do.
What's AeroSeal?
AeroSeal is is a sealant you can put in your ductwork. It seals the duct so that the air can't get out.
No way.
Because every joint is a exit point for air, and it doesn't get to where it needs to be. So that's why your basements are always so cold, because all the air is escaping all the joints in your ductwork.
So you put a guy through there, or what do you do?
It's a special machine that pressurizes the ductwork, and then we fill it full of sealant.
I was going to say that would be kind of a small person to make.
We send a little guy in there.
All right. Well, we all know that this is going to be happening pretty soon. And Game of Thrones.
You want
to get your system. I mean, we're probably 90 days away from getting kicked in the teeth, 120 days away. You don't want to think about it. But
yeah, you don't want to. But, you know, everybody's going back to school. Kids are back in school. It's going to start, turning soon. You go to stores. Pumpkins are in this for sale at the different stores. All the Halloween decorations are out. So it's time to think about fall safety of your furnace. Always, like I always talk about, change your filter on a regular basis. Get us out there to get your maintenance on your furnace. Make sure you have a good CO detector. We talked about this last time I was here. I think you need to get a low number pickup, the one that picks up the lowest numbers possible. That'll alert you at 25 parts per million. So after 25 parts per million, a couple hours, you're going to start feeling it really bad.
So the carbon monoxide detector.
Yeah, you want to have something that's going to be that picks up a low number and alerts you sooner than later. So,
can you get that at a big box store, an Ace, or somewhere locally?
You can, but just make sure you read the boxes. We do carry them at our office too. Just make sure you read the information. It's a what do they call it again? It's a low level detector. It's right. So you want to pick up the lowest level before it gets dangerous.
Can you hardwire that into a house?
You can. Yep. They make low level hardwire ones. They make battery operated ones. They make plug in ones. They make everything. All of those. But the low level is the most important part, though. So you want to have them 15 feet from the furnace and outside of each living space of like bedrooms.
Hmm. And how much do those typically cost? What's the investment to save your family's life?
They're maybe $50 to $100 a piece, depending on which brand you buy.
Got it. So, and you have them in your trucks?
We do.
There you go.
We do. We have them in our trucks. So when you're doing a maintenance or service call or just want to have one installed, we can do it for you.
Somebody comes out and says, hey, or calls... just the company that's been the sticker that's been on the side of the furnace or air conditioning unit for the past 15 years or 20 years they've been in the house. They might not realize that name on the sticker might not be the same owners. Can you dive a little deeper into that, right? It could be the Hochberg Heating and Air Conditioning Company, right? But the Hochbergs sold out to a private equity firm, and the private equity firm kept the Hochberg name and got a hold of the Hochberg database, and they're blasting out emails saying, hey, Hochberg's client list, why don't you let us come in? It's not the same. Can you talk about the level of professionalism from a company that used to be family-owned against a company that's now owned by a private equity? And how would anyone know that's listening the difference that that sale happened?
So the biggest difference is the customer service you're going to get when they call, right? So you're going to get the caller that sent that, or the message that earlier about the feel they got ripped off. They all they need is a small part. Generally, with a private equity firm, company like that, they're pushing new equipment, and they're going to be real high end equipment and real high end pricing for low end equipment, right? There's no way to really tell unless you ask them, or if you call, you call Hochberg Heating and Cooling, Spickers been on there, but they answer the phone, Dave's Heating and Cooling now, then that there was a purchase or a sale or what happened. So, because a lot of times what they'll do is they'll send it through one main company and they answer the phone with whatever the new company is.
Sure. Well, here, just to let everybody know what happened, the calls get routed through a central call center. And then there's somebody at the other line, might not even be in the United States, that answers the call, and it says 312 or 773 or 847 or whatever the old number was. And it pops up, David's Heating and Air Conditioning, and they answer it, hi, welcome to David or Hochberg's HVAC. And they might not even be in Illinois. They might not even be in the United States. It just pops up on their screen. So and I'm doing this for a reason, because our listeners have no idea when they're calling their old HVAC company, they think they're still working with the family-owned HVAC company.
Yeah, until they get to your house. Yeah, then they'll be in a different truck with a different name on it, usually. So
correct. Yeah. So what the listener should do is always ask, is it still family-owned, right? Yes. Or is that company still run by the Smith family or the Hochberg family, right? Or is it owned by a private equity? And they have to tell you the truth. And if they don't tell you the truth, shame on them. And then I would look at also their Google reviews over the past year or two and see if the grading has gone down, and find out when any takeover has happened, like any transition has happened, because you might not be working with the same family-owned business that you thought you were, and it's now a private equity, and instead of a $150 part that needs to be replaced, they're selling you a $8,000 to $20,000 heating and air conditioning unit.
It happens a lot, yeah. And you can also do, there's a website you can go on, and you can check to see what companies are owned by different private equity firms, too. So,
do you have that?
I don't know the website, but I know you can do that. You can do a Google search on it, and it basically, there's like, I think, 10 or 11, 12 private equities in the country that are buying most of the HVAC companies right now. So,
okay. Well, Neil will look it up because he's our investigative reporter. Yep. I'd ask Charlie Romiliotis, but he's busy with Blackhawks.
He's busy, yeah.
So, if we could address the vent cleaning, is this a good time to do the vent cleaning, and how long does the vent cleaning take?
So, anytime's a good time to do vent cleaning. Anytime, the winter, summer, fall, whenever you want to do it, we can do it. So vent cleaning takes about 4 to 6 hours, depending on the size of the home, size of the system. We don't just come in with a vacuum and just vacuum out each vent. We actually have a high-pressure vacuum that pulls from the downstairs, and we actually go in each run and clean each run out. So that's why it takes a long time. So those ones that are like $5 per run, they're going to come in there. They're going to be in and out in an hour, hour and a half, and they're probably not going to do a whole lot for you.
For listeners that have done remodeling, right? Yes. Renovations. Good time after the remodeling and renovations done to clean the ducts?
The best time to do it. You want to clean your ducts and make sure your filter, when you're doing, anytime you're doing a renovation, change your filter 3 times more often than you normally would, just to make sure you keep your system clean. But yeah, you want to get the duct system cleaned after a renovation for sure. Yeah.
Families with pets like cats that shed and dogs that shed, how often would you recommend the ducts be cleaned for a family that has pets that shed?
Probably every 2 to 5 years, depending on how much they shed.
But
if you got 15 dogs, you probably do a little bit more often. But if you got one or two, you're probably 5 years, you're probably going to be fine. So just make sure you have a decent filter and you change it more often.
And if you're a family that's very hairy, right? There's some families like Tony here has got a very hairy. Our production assistant here does all of the camera work. He was complaining how there's hair everywhere in his house because his family's very hairy, which we don't judge. It's fine.
Yeah,
he does a great job. Tony, your parents are listening, and they know it's true. Same thing if you
same thing?
Everything. Okay. Yeah. Tony, I know what I'm getting you for Hanukkah. Dorm boss will be out at your family home cleaning out the
ducts for you.
Yeah, because God knows it's got to be disgusting. All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine company to learn more about all the different services that DormBus provides, what's the best way to reach you guys?
708-831-2281, or you can reach us online at doorboss.com/WGN. That's DoorNBOS.com/WGN.
DornBoss.
Dorn there is a Boss, Dorn Bose.
Well, there's an N after Dorn.
Yes.
So Dorn Boss, Bose, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, not doorknobs.
DornBoss.
Dorn Boss, yes.
WGN?
WGN. For special WGN listener offers.
Got it.